Blog Talk Radio.
Give me your dirty love, like you might surrender to the dragon in your dream. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donation to the dragon in your dream. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me out some dragon lotion for your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love, I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation, I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love.
I'd like to see you after the show.
Bye.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
That's right.
They are idiots. But they're my idiots, Ghost, and I love them. And make love to them every night. They're on my program. It's called Disorderly Conduct. It's your Monday Night Live edition. I'm going to go right into it. Go to the phone lines. People are queuing up already. Cletus, what'd it do?
What's going on?
Not much, bro. I'm just catching up with reality. Or, no, I'm sorry. With surreality here on BTR. I just left the realm of reality. I spent a good portion of my day-to-day in reality, and now I've escaped here to the wonderful website, the cavalcade of internet radio excitement. That is BTR. And I'm so glad that you're here with me, Cletus. I'm sure you have some sort of ghost-related news or questions for me.
Yeah. You know, Goofy's here, and I'd like to take a vote on this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you, when you get like a break or something, instead of you playing a song,
mm-hmm.
how about playing another piece of that 147?
All right, let's get people caught up on 147, all right?
Okay, because he's talking about doing another one.
Really?
Yes, sir. He's talking about it.
Oh, my God. That would be – he's got – okay, I hope he announces it ahead of time so I can mark it on my calendar because I would love to hear that.
I'm sure he probably would, I guess. I mean, he'd probably do it, probably the show.
Yeah, well, if I missed his show today. I got to go check it out in the archives. I was busy working today. Yeah, taking care of business. Nuts and bolts.
You
know what I mean? Keeping the engine well oiled.
Right. How's the business going?
I'm sorry?
How is your business going? Is it going good?
Let's just say it's maintaining. It's still a down economy, man.
Yeah. Well, that's everywhere.
You know what I'm doing, though? You know what I'm doing, brother? I've been doing it for the last 2 years, stacking my chips.
Taking ghost advice, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. I've been doing exactly that for the last 2 years. I've just been stacking chips. I've led a very, very meager, boring existence. That's what life is like when you're stacking chips.
Yeah.
And some people are smart, and they just stack and stack and stack and stack. And other people are idiots like me, and I stack for a while, and then I get tired of stacking, and I get distracted with other shit, like fucking internet radio bullcrap. But then at some point, I get kicked in the ass, and I start stacking again. And the last 2 years, I've kind of had the blinders on and just been stacking and stacking and stacking, bro. And so I'm ready to explode here. In 2011, 2012, and really just kind of invest in myself, really. And that's one of the things that Cowpote says, is you are your first creditor.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I never really thought of it that way. I wish somebody like Cowpote would have told me that fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah, that is true. Always play yourself first.
Yeah. So anyway. Welcome to the program, everybody. It's your, what the fuck is today? Monday night? Yeah, it's Monday night. Live call-in program. Your calls are the priority. I got Cletus with me. Ken Moore is here. What's up, Ken Moore?
Not much. I'm real damn happy.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I just got my retirement account statement, and I'll tell you what I've made percentage-wise on one of my investments.
I don't need to know that. I don't really like to talk numbers and personal business, but if you're throwing it out there, I mean, go for it.
Oh, this last quarter I made 14.85%.
Awesome. That's a great return. That's amazing. That's like, that's almost fucking Bernie Madoff territory, bro.
Yeah, I was relatively shocked when I saw that. It was like Ghost had been leading me on to my how to do my retirement account.
Yeah, Ghost had nothing to do with it. Come on, let's get real.
No. Yeah, he wasn't a capitalist.
Yeah,
until recently.
And of course, you know, I got a late start tonight. I apologize, people. I was taking care of business, like I said, and so. Getting the late start, that means the earlier that the janitor shows up here at the BTR offices, and so as always, I'm obligated to give time to the Mexican. Here he is, Goofy Bone.
Actually, I'm on lunch, Vince, so I'm in the BTR cafeteria right now.
Oh, right on, dude. Cool. Yeah, I was in there earlier.
I was friends with Deb Daly, but she told me to go in her lunchbox and grab whatever little snack she has in there. So I'm over here eating her shit.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Oh, muy bien, y tú?
Muy bien.
Yeah, that's all right. That's good. Hey, Ken, could you believe what I'm proud of you for what you said, but could you believe what I asked the ghost?
What'd you ask?
Yeah,
wait. First of all, I did. I lied. I did tune into the ghost today. I had it on for a second, but I only listened for maybe like literally like a minute. But I caught a chick who called in from the 408, and I'm thinking that's one of Goofy Bone's ladies who called in. Am I wrong?
Nuh-uh. I didn't know who that was.
Really? So some random chick from the 408 called Ghost.
I was tripping out
and
on
a
that
British
too,
conservative.
Like,
a British conservative called in, or
I think it was IGU.
He called into the ghost, and did he get slapped down, or was it funny, or what happened?
No, the British conservative called in, and Ghost gave him props and was real respectful to him.
Very respectful.
That doesn't sound very funny.
I know, but the funny thing was I asked him, I go, Ghost, what do you think of me capitalizing on you, putting your logo on T-shirts and selling them? I go, are you going to want your kickback? And the bastard hung up on me, Vince.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So, Ken. So
dude,
Ken,
take the shirts anyway. Don't matter.
So I called in and gave him a hard time about wanting his kick back, but then he explained it, and it makes sense. I can see where he's saying it. He does deserve a little bit of cash on it.
Ken, if he don't have a trademark patent on that, I mean, anybody can do that. You know?
No. But, you know, I did hear him say that he was interested in sparking it back up, but he's worried about the fire alarm going off.
Yeah, he wants to smoke a Philly blunt, he said.
But he's worried about the fire alarm in the building.
He wants to celebrate Black History Month. He's getting into spirit.
He was playing his favorite artist, the Birdman. Not even Baller Friday, and we got to hear the Birdman.
Hey, Goofy. Yeah, Goofy. Have you heard the 147 episode?
Yeah, I did, man.
He's really good. So what do you think? Yeah, you think Vince ought to play a little bit more of that when a break comes instead of a jammed out Iron Maiden song?
I don't know. It's Vince's show. I mean, I don't want to. I'm only here to take out the garbage, and that's it. So, I mean, it's really up to Vince if he wants to do that.
Right.
But I'm eating Deb Daly's leftovers from yesterday, so it tastes pretty good.
Yeah. Where is Sam? Saucy there?
Called Network Hot Dogs.
All All right. I'm going to play, just to get people caught up. I haven't uploaded the second part of that clip. I'm going to do that in a minute, but I'm going to take a break. And for Cletus, I'm going to play part one again of Ghost First Getting High on the air. Here it is. I'll take a break and be right back.
Here we go. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna inhale right now. Hold on, I gotta kick somebody out of my chat room for being a milky looking butt lover. Hold on, here we go. All right. Now, everybody, please pray for me if you happen to be a true conservative. Please make pray that I don't die, that I don't go into a seizure convulsion. That I don't Heath Ledger on this telephone or on this microphone. I mean, please. All right, here we go. And please, 646-652-4869 is the number to call here. All right, let me go ahead and smoke here. All right, here goes nothing, folks. Hey, you know what? As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and get some weed-smoking music, by the way. I mean, you know, since we're doing this, we might as well get some weed-smoking music. All right, can we get some weed-smoking music here? Hold on, let's put it on a little bit lower here. Let's see how this sounds. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, now we're going to go ahead and take the first hit here and see what's going on. Somebody's lawn. It literally tastes like I'm taking crap that the Mexican landscaper that does my lawn, I'm taking the crap out of his garbage and I'm putting it into a pipe and I'm smoking it. I mean, is this what you potheads go through? I mean, let me go ahead and talk to some other people. I've only taken two hits here and I hate it. I can't stand it. 510, or are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
What the hell is that all about?
Well, sometimes, you know, it's also, I mean, are you a regular smoker? If you don't smoke cigarettes regularly, when you first start smoking marijuana, it can be very harsh for you.
Also, I need water for heaven's sake. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, no, water is generally a good idea. It also depends. Lots of people smoke out of water-related pipes, or as they're called, bongs. because the water filtration usually helps reduce it, or they use a vaporizer, which makes it a lot less harsh. But that is a problem when you're smoking out of a small pipe like that.
Good Lord. All right, stay on hold, sir. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is what you call medication, for heaven's sake? Let me try another one here. I don't feel anything. I'm not feeling a damn thing. I'm feeling pissed off that I got an itchy throat. I mean, I got my sinuses running. You know, I got my damn tears out of my eyes, for heaven's sake. How is this medication? How is this medication? All right, I'm going to smoke another one. All the damn people in the chat room are saying smoke another one. So here we go. Hey, for all you people that are talking crap to me in the chat room for not holding it in, you all piss off. You all piss off, you idiots. All right, I'm not, you know, King Master Iron Lungs like you ass clowns that are in here, you know, taking hits out of gas masks. Okay, I'm not like that over here. I got some stupid smoking device that I confiscated off of one of these dumb idiots that works for me. And this is it. This crap's almost all done, for heaven's sake. It's all ashy, for heaven's sake. Let's try it one more time. All right, here we go. All right, I didn't take that big of a hit this time. So I just went hold it in here. Do I just hold it in?
bad. Yeah, yeah. Money will make lost man mad. Yeah, yeah. Money will make virgin and virgin go to war. We get trouble the good times. Your body make it change your ways. You know carefully will make you lose your mind. Yeah. If you worship it, destined to your fall. Very addicted. Watch this selected. No matter sell your soul. Just be the money. When Jaja come. Remember when them used to test the hunger. Now them get rich and have one like big timer. Burn down the bridge that them cross over. Or you can't reach today and grow tomorrow. Don't you know that's the way life goes? Yes, money and money and friend and friend. Me not put no money before my brethren. Them a worship and a kill. Love of money, man, I kill them on a brother. Power is money, money is power. Materialistically, them get conquered. It's all the root of all evil. There's a youth, tell a man, me a beg enough. Don't bother mix up, you know the boy, them suffer. Boy, you got trouble, we'll get it. On the double, 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 double,
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you. I'm joined once again by Ken Moore and the Mexican. If you guys want to join us here on the panel, the number is 1-347-826-7667. Calls take priority tonight. So that was fulfilling a request for Cletus, and he wants me to keep playing those shows, clips, and I'll do like one a night. Maybe tomorrow night I'll do the next part, but I'm not gonna be playing that nonstop, dude. Come on, like
you
that's why I
right
have
now.
My show. What?
You gotta play it again.
All right, fine.
No, please don't.
No, okay.
Barrel roll.
Anyway.
But, you know, he wants to smoke again. You know, the ghost scares me because a person who doesn't smoke is not supposed to smoke alone. And when he's smoking alone, he don't know what the fuck he's doing. That's why you need somebody there to help you.
All right. If you guys want to join us, you call the number, you press the number 1 on your keypad, and that raises your hand and alerts me and lets me know that you want to join me on the air. I know a lot of people call in. It's their little bashful. It's their first time. They don't know what's going on. But when you call in, you press the and you want to join us on air, you just press the number 1 to raise your hand. Anyway, I want to thank everybody in the chit-chat room, Blue Goose, Dumbfounded America, Goofy Bone, Ken Moore, Lil Naomi, Metal Talk Radio, Pegasus, 031475, Randy Schlexer, and Space Poet.
Randy Schlexer? That fag's in there?
Yeah, your boyfriend's back, dude. Your boyfriend's back. He was here last Monday, wasn't he? Is that what his thing is? Is he comes by on Mondays? Is that when he's off?
Oh, man. Oh, God. I guess.
These people are idiots.
That's right, Ghost. Yeah, sorry I missed his show. I'm going to have to listen to it again. That's good news that he's thinking of smoking some ganja again. That'd be hilarious.
As long as the smoke detectors don't go off, he'll be all right. He's apparently that happening.
Would you think the ghost would meet up, you know, personally?
No. I don't think he's that kind of guy, no. I think he's.
I'm gonna be in the Austin area because I have family that lives out there.
Oh, nice.
And
well, they don't live in Austin. They live just across the border, don't they?
Yeah, whatever. But no, I was thinking of maybe you know go have a drink with him and maybe one of these freshly rolled cigars that he talks about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should look him up. See what happens. You never know.
Yeah, right.
Dude, who knows? It doesn't hurt to ask, right? Just tell him. Say, hey, dude, I'm in your hood. Call into a show while you're there. Just say, hey, dude, I'm down the street. Come meet me at the bar.
Hang that on 6th Street.
But you know what? He helped me out today.
Patriot Greg.
What?
He helped me out on AOL because I have some AOL stock from back in the 90s. And because I used to work for AOL when they were booming back in the days, when AOL 2.0 jumped so fast to 5.0 and the 6.0 and all that other bullshit. But, yeah.
I remember there was a point in time where I would get like an AOL free CD in the mail like every day. Like those things, I seriously like started just using them as coasters. Like I had AOL free startup discs as coasters. I can't believe anybody still uses AOL. Well, actually, I can't because my mom does. She uses AOL for email still, which is probably all it's good for.
Yeah, but you know,
Now Huffington Post is merging with. This is the whole media consolidation game that's slowly playing itself out. What was it? Daily Beast. They merged with somebody. All these. Go ahead and just shove your microphone right up to your fucking cornhole there with it on, Ken. Appreciate that. Oh, hey, we got another caller here. Let's go to the 200 area code. Go ahead. You're on the air. Mm-hmm. Good times. Good. All right. Good times. That was educational.
Oh man, I don't even know what the fuck they said. No, but Vince, remember back in the days when AOL was the shit? where you would go and meet chicks from the chat room and just bang
them
out the same day?
Dude, I used to, yeah, because I came from back in my day before they had BTR, before they had chat rooms and forums and all this bullshit they have now. Dude, we had party lines, dude. Like, there was this dude, there was like these fucking total nerd geekazoids that had their own little, like, PBX system, and, like, it held, like, I don't know, like, 10 callers at a time, and every time you called in, you were timed in for, like, an hour or something, or, like, 2 hours, and then at the end of 2 hours, the party line would just, like, dump you, and it was free. It was totally free. These nerds just, like, created it in their fucking parents' fucking attic, and when I was in high school, we used to always call into this party line. And that's exactly what BTR reminds me of. It's just a fucking party line. And then they have, like, live links and stuff like that where you can... You know,
live
links. Dude, I used to troll live links so hard, dude. But I would always get the free 1 hour code, you know, like the code to get 1 hour. And you call into that, and dude, when you call into that, I don't know if anybody's ever called out into live links, but this is what it's like when you're on the guy's side, because you cruise through the like, it's like, what, there are 42 females in your area, and then it just starts going through their outgoing messages, and it'll be like shit like,
yo, hey, what's up? What's up? I'm from East Bay. If you want to hang in, kick it, just yo.
It's like every single fucking one you go through is like that shit.
Or, hello, this is Brenda, and I'm looking for a man tonight.
Exactly. Look, Google Live Links is still around.
Oh,
it's like
my
national
God. You know what? I used to
be like every phone number you had, you could get a free membership, free like what was it, like an hour or 2 hours. So
yeah,
like
I used to go to the payphone.
So like I'd go over to friends' houses and go, hey, can I use the phone real quick? You know, just like Mrs. Patterson, do you mind if I use your telephone real quick? Thank you. You know, and then you call the Live Links. You get yourself your passcode and your ID, and then you got a free hour. And then you go to work, call in on the work line, get a free hour there. Go to your girlfriend's house, get a free hour there. Go to your buddy's house, because your buddy is like has no clue what the fuck the party line is. Live links. They're just just dumbasses.
That's what made you cooler than the others, because you knew about this and they didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no. I wasn't alone though. I had friends. Who do you think turned me on to this shit, dude? All my friends like found out about it. Oh man, I could just get in. Anyways, we got plenty of callers here. We should start taking some calls.
Let's take the calls. Fuck the party.
All right, let's do this. all right, I got a Skype caller here that is labeled "someone of no particular importance." That's interesting. All right, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey. Who do you mean to call them by that? Some of the
Patriot Greg.
Oh, man, bones. I'm doing it most every day, man. Oh, Love Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, is this the black conservative again?
Yeah, I'm the black conservative.
It sounds like you're, you know what, the most erudite mind. I think you caught us at a later hour or something this time, because you sound even more incoherent than usual.
Oh,
is there something wrong? Are you drunk?
Well, you know, the black conservative is being the most erudite mind, can enjoy a couple of shots of fine wine that we drink here on 1801. Hunter Hills Cove. And the black conservative, we like that.
Where's your wife Linda at?
My wife's name is Lena. Lena, be careful. Listen, little brown boy. She fuck you up good.
Hey, black conservative, watch the language, please. Mind.
Come on, man. I'm on my lunch break.
My wife, Lena, she take you, she pick you up.
Patriot Greg.
She's a tall woman, too. She's been spitting out nappy-headed little boys and girls. We got three children. And they all asleep.
All right. You know, I'd love to hear all about it, and we will go into detail later in the program on Black Conservative. But I have another caller here I want to take. Looks like I have I guess it's a blocked number. It's area code 000. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I've been doing cock push-ups. Cock push-ups? That's where
Pardon
you fucking
me?
Lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground. You piece of shit!
All right. And? All right, I guess that's it. Moving on. So Black Conservative, you had your program tonight. Can you give us a little – I missed it. I missed all the beats. Apparently Ghost is, like, thinking about smoking pot. And, you know, I go away for, like, not even 24 hours, and fucking BTR goes to hell. What's going on with you, Black Conservative? What happened on your show?
Oh, I can tell you the Black Conservative show tonight. We harassed a bunch of liberals. We had our friend Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin Solomon has been coming along, and we're bringing him up to be the sidekick or the co-host of the Black Conservative Show.
That's right, Black Conservative. Black Conservative, you are in the chat room right now. Are you going to stick around with us for the duration of the show here? Black Conservative?
Well, possibly.
Are you thinking about
something? Well, we were thinking about going out and getting us some of that $4.99 chicken at Popeye's.
Right.
They got that on sale today.
Hey, you know what? Can you do me a favor, Black Conservative? I'd love your sidekick and co-host. Benjamin Solomon. I'd love to have him call in sometime. Is there any way we can get him on the program?
Oh, I think we could probably get Benjamin. He's very amenable to calling in. And, yeah, absolutely.
All right, I don't know what you said there, but I'm hoping that's yeah.
Yeah, but it was very erudite, you can be sure.
All right, I still don't know what you're talking about, but anyway... It's Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Kent Moore, the Mexican and the Black Conservative. If you guys want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. That's right, Randy. I do have my cock aimed at your asshole. And don't worry. I aim to please, honey. That's right. Taking requests. All night here for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. Feel free to join me here, Randy. I've got plenty of room on my lap. Ken, move over a second. Let me get Randy in here. Randy, why don't you call in, bro? Plenty of
Randy's
time.
A little sick.
I'm sorry, what was that? What was that, dude?
Randy is a little bitch.
Oh. I don't know. I've seen pictures of him. He seems like a pretty big bitch to me.
Randy is a
Anyway. I'm going to take a little break here. If you guys want to... No, I'm sorry, Cletus. I'm not going to play more ghost shit. But I am going to play... Oh my God. Let's just chill out, people. You know, everybody in the chat, I was trying to mellow you guys out earlier with a little bit of Floyd. What? I have Patriot Greg right now?
No, what about Patriot Greg?
What about him? Is he in the chat room right now or something? Or what am I missing? So Patriot Greg, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are not familiar with the program, Patriot Greg is a safe word. Usually Patriot Greg means your audio is messing up, because everybody that's called into BTR knows that if you're on Skype, you usually have, you know, some spotty, shitty connections sometimes, and, you know, that's sort of our safe word. for that. But it's a safe word for other things too. If like something, if there's like something dangerous afoot, or some sort of weird scenario going on, or something to be afraid of or alarmed about, or something. Or if it's just a lull period. It's almost like an interchangeable thing at a certain point, Patriot Greg is. It's like dude. You can use dude for like a million different things. And I bet our caller here with their hand up on the 111 has something they want to share. What up, 111?
You're not just like my thumb is my cock. It's like God's vagina.
Now, 111, you're aware that I say cock and shit like that all the time anyway. So if you're trying to go for some sort of shock value thing, you're going to have to get a little bit deeper. Dig a little bit deeper there. And who is that, Benjamin? Pardon me?
The door doesn't go back in the box. It only comes out.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, I miss the cactuses of the world. I really do. Where's Cactus when you need him?
Where's Ghost when you need him?
Exactly.
Well, anyways, I'm gonna trade in my stock for AOL. I'm only gonna get like $2,000, but because of me wanting to get rid of it right away, they're going to charge me $800 and something dollars. So in the end, I'm going to get like $1,100, maybe more. But I mean, Ghost is educational. I love the Ghost.
I do too, man. I want to make love to him.
Because
of course I'm a milky licking fruit ball from San Francisco. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait, Ghost. What am I again? Hey, Randy Schlexer. You know what? You could never top this. There's just nothing. I mean, seriously, dude. You can say the F word, the faggot word, as much as you want. You can call in and say cock and play gay pornography and all that other garbage that you think is offending me somehow, while it actually kind of, more times than not, it feels kind of tame compared to what, you know, I'm usually accustomed to talking about and having people call in about. And those are just legit callers. The legit callers are more nasty than my trolls. My trolls are just kind of, I don't know. They're disappointing me tonight. I miss my cactus.
Sorry to hear that, Vince.
Yeah, I know. Let's try another call.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try another call here real quick. 000, you're on the air. I can't even hear what that. I couldn't even hear what that was. I mean, I just can't even. Like, it's like, is this Benjamin Solomon trying to like crank call my show? I mean,
is that Vader porn or something?
It sounds like they. It sounds like Benjamin like downloaded something on his iPhone and is like playing it on his iPhone while he's on the phone with us, thinking that we're gonna be able to like hear it like in crystal clear, you know, audio. Fidelity? I mean, no. It's figure something out, dude. I thought we had some trolls on here that knew how to like hook up audio and shit. Because trolls are supposed to be like tech, right? Am I wrong? Or are they just idiots that call in and stick their iPhone up to their computer speakers or some shit? I don't know. I guess I was giving these people a little more credit than. They really need it.
I don't think you're intelligent enough, though, Vince. So, I mean, maybe you should take all that stuff back. Okay.
Hey, Goof, man. Thanks for calling in, dude. It's good to have you here. Ken Moore as well, even though I've muted you because you have your microphone shoved so far up your fucking anal cavity. that I can hear your fucking bowel movements.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, brother. All right, I'm going to take a little brickety break here, and I want to send this one out to Randy Schlexer. Enjoy.
Patriot Greg.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
That's right, Gus. Yes, they are. You are correct, sir.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
All right, let's take calls, shall we? 200, you're on the air. 200, you're on the air. Yeah, that's what I thought, 200. Good night. Anyway, moving on. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. And if you're going to troll my show, please have your audio sound bites queued up for me to go to you, because I had that 200 on there for a good 5 minutes, and they couldn't get their shit queued up in time. Like, come on. I'm trying to do a real show here, but if you're going to preoccupy my time with your ineptitude, then please don't do it anymore, because I'm, quite frankly, not impressed by it. Moving on.
They're all idiots.
Ken Moore, what's on your mind?
Chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens. From Popeyes.
So what else did I miss today?
It was cloudy here.
Oh, my God, it was beautiful here. I mean, I didn't get out to see it much, but when I did, it was completely clear skies. It was perfect. It felt like spring already.
Yeah, it snowed here. Bet you didn't there.
Oh, man. It's funny that, I was on Twitter today. I was smarking back at people on Twitter today. I just sometimes I get tired of people complaining about stuff. Like, this guy's like ragging on Bill O'Reilly. And granted, I'm not a big Bill O'Reilly fan. I mean, I don't hate him, demonize him either. I'm sort of indifferent to Bill O'Reilly at this point. I think he seems tame by today's standards. But some guy was on Twitter today, a guy who I kind of actually kind of respect as a political mind, and he was just ragging on Bill O'Reilly. And I'm like, dude, then just don't watch. It's real easy, you know? If he's so bad and so, you know, retarded, why are you even listening, you know, why, or watching, you know? Kind of like certain people in that come into my chat room once a week or a couple of times a week and just hate, but with no flair at all. And
totally unoriginal and unable to back up their statements. I mean,
yeah,
just I've wait, established. Just,
like, at least Corey, I made the mistake of going into a chat room earlier that Corey was in, and Corey, like, accosts me in the private message box, and is, like, saying, oh, if it isn't the guy who has the host of the ultimate troll show or some shit, and I'm like, and he's just, like, telling me, yeah, your show is just about having trolls call in, yeah, and I was like, okay, and he couldn't, yeah. And that was it. There was nothing. There's nothing. That's the thing is, these guys, you say, okay, all right, fine, and there's just nothing. That's it. That's all they got. You're a faggot. You're a troll. You're gay. You're fat. Let's see. I'm gay. I'm fat. What else? I don't know. That's all I'm getting so far is gay and fat. Oh, and Bob USMC. I'm not even going to get into this. Let's take calls. That's the priority here. I have a caller waiting. Let's go. 200. You're on the air.
Dude, listen. Fuck you, you piece of shit. Go lose some of the weight. Let me finish your insult, Mr. Things of Our Lives.
And. That's what I thought, see? 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. And thank God, some sanity, finally. Cletus, what's
Nature
going
boy.
On, dude?
Oh.
No, sorry.
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing, dude. Just fucking... having fun on the late night BTR cavalcade of mediocrity I like to call disorderly conduct.
Hey, I wonder who would win between Nature Boy and the Honky Tonk Man.
Who?
You know who the Honky Tonk Man is?
Oh, who's that?
Randy Savage's brother.
We'll have to wait for him to call in. I think he
is that one of the guys? Is that the guy that dresses up like the cowboy and the Village People?
No, he dresses up like Elvis.
No, he's a wrestler like Elvis.
Oh, all right.
You never watched that stuff coming up or what?
No.
Oh, my God.
Huh.
I know, it's unbelievable. Let me tell you, I'm shocked myself. But, yeah, no, Cletus.
Huh. Vince, you lived up in San Francisco... all your life?
No. Well, I grew up in the Bay, South Bay. I grew up in the Bay Area, yeah. I pretty much lived in the Bay Area my whole life. I lived in New York for a couple of years. I lived in L.A. for a couple of years, or like a year. And, man, other than that, pretty much been in the Bay Area. Some, you know, either San Francisco. I've lived in the city, in the East Bay, and in the South Bay. So I pretty much, the spot I haven't lived in is North Bay, Marin County, and that's where everybody retires to.
Cletus?
You got your baller. You want to talk about Baller Friday? Up there in Marin County, that's where, like, your red-blooded patriot Americans live, like your Sean Penns and your Tom Waits.
Well, I wouldn't count Sean Penn as no what you just said. I think he's as liberal as can be.
Cletus, did you grow up in Manhattan or Long Island?
New York, man.
Not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, the accent kind of gives it away.
Hello now. I ain't never been in the... Well, I guess you can tell. I ain't never been up north. They don't let me pass the line, I guess.
What's north to you?
The furthest north I've been?
Where's
Tennessee?
The line at? Oh, hell.
Huh?
You're way down there, then.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that's the furthest north I've been is Tennessee. Or North Carolina.
Get in the damn Yankees and go any farther, won't you?
I've just never been there. I've never been past, I guess, what you call the Mason-Dixon line, I guess, or what used to be.
Yeah, Mason-Dixon line's a little farther north. It's in Maryland, actually.
Well, I've never been to Maryland. You know, what's past Tennessee? What's the next state?
Kentucky.
Okay, well, I ain't even been to Kentucky.
That shocks me.
Lower South, Georgia, my life.
I'm thinking where Georgia.
Where are you from, Ken?
Originally West Virginia, in Indiana right now.
Indiana. Okay.
Of course, you referred to West Virginia as Virginia because that was just prior to the war.
Right. Well, anyway. What else going on tonight, folks?
Well, I tell you what, I'm still thinking about the Super Bowl. Like, I'm still kind of digesting that. That was fun. But hey, did you notice the coach for the Steelers kind of looks like Will.i.am? From the Black Eyed Peas. Hello? Yeah. Anybody that's listening, I mean, come on. That guy, what's his name? Mike Tomlin or whatever? Tomlinson or whatever?
It kind of looks like Emmett Smith. You know?
Yeah. I think he looks like Will.i.am, dude, from the Black Eyed Peas. I think the reason why the Steelers lost is because Will.i.am stayed on the field and he thought the show was still going on and he started coaching the Steelers. Oh, brother.
Where did the black conservative go?
Speaking of conservatives, you know what? I heard that the CPAC's coming up next month. And I heard that CPAC is a fucking whore fest. Like, you're like guaranteed to get laid. I'm thinking about going. I can pretend like I'm a conservative, like a neocon. Sure, no problem.
I don't think there's anything such thing as a conservative anymore, man.
You're absolutely right.
Agenda, you know, it's that's just.
They both piss on the Constitution.
Exactly. I mean, it's like they said, it's like a bunch of wrestlers, man. They go out there and fake it, like they hate each other, and afterwards they're drinking beers together.
And speaking of pissing on the Constitution, the Patriot Act is coming up on a vote this week.
Yep, I think it's tomorrow, what I heard. You know, they'll put it in play again.
Yeah, we'll keep pissing. Idiots. They'll say it's for the children. It's for security.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Oh, man.
My kids.
Yeah, for my kids.
My
kids. Yeah. Did Ghost really, I must have missed that part. Did he really miss Vince today?
No, I miss Vince calling in and getting chewed out as well.
He didn't bring it up.
But the black conservative called in twice. I don't know if you heard that or not, Cletus.
Yeah, I heard that. I think that's the one out of you, though. You know, I get the voices, you know. It needs a little work on that. I mean, he stopped Ghost, though. Which, you know, I don't know how many times Ghost has listened to him.
Well, Ghost doesn't even know who the hell Black Conservative is, probably. He probably never even heard his show.
Well,
he must have just been playing. I haven't heard it. I got to go back and listen to it, but I'm guessing he's just playing along for fun. Because he's probably wasted by that point.
Maybe.
I don't think he was drinking today. He never talked about picking up a bottle or refilling his beverage.
I think I heard him at least one time say something about drinking. Don't know what it was.
Yeah, but in the 3 hours.
2020.
Yeah, he did say that earlier.
Hey, I'm going to bring on, I think this is Callie. Hey, your girl Callie, what's up?
What's up? How are you?
Good, honey. Well, so glad you could join us. This is a pleasant surprise.
I've been listening to you for like 40 minutes.
Oh, well, I know, but I mean, what's on your mind? What's up?
I was wondering, is there anyone on the air named Cliff?
Cliff? No.
Yeah. Oh.
No, there's a Ken, and there's a Cletus, and there's a Vince, but there's no Cliff. Not anything close. All right.
Okay.
Hang on a second here. Hang on. I got another person with their hand up. Maybe this is Cliff. Let's see. 200. Are you Cliff?
How's it going? Don't you have something to say?
Yeah, Cliff. What's going on, dude? Cliff?
I lost my wallet.
Okay. Wow. This is like fucking amateur hour over here. I apologize, folks. I apologize. Callie, so getting back, what were you saying? I'm sorry. I'm trying to take calls here, but I get this one person that keeps calling in with, I don't know what's going on with them. I hope they seek counseling at some point. There are intuitive experts here on Late Night BTR. They have shows. You should call into those. They'll be able to help you out, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Anyway, we're here with Callie. Callie, so the Grammys are next week. What are you? Who do you think is going to come away with the most Grammys?
Gaga, of course.
Really?
Gaga.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
No, I have to disagree, Callie. I think after last night's performance, the Black Eyed Peas is actually going to get an award.
Oh, my God. You think that shit was good?
Oh, my God.
I knew you were hell going to play that. I don't think so. They are really good, and they're really, really popular on the radio right now. I'm trying to think of who. Bruno Mars will get some awards. He blew up. He sings Grenade. He sings The Way You Are. He's been I Want to Be a Billionaire, that song.
That guy? Oh.
Yeah. I Want to Be a Billionaire. That guy that sings it, not the guy that raps.
Horrible. Horrible. Oh,
he had a really good year. He had like four number ones. See who did really good.
Yeah.
Eminem will do really good. He will get a couple of Grammys.
What did Eminem come out with?
Recovery. It blew up. Like, it went, like, crazy.
It's because he's rolling around in his Chrysler 200.
Those actually were really good, I think they were really good. I don't know if you guys thought they were, but... I'm trying to look at the nominees, but I think Gaga will have a good. Justin Bieber, of course.
What about Miranda Cosgrove?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, who the hell's that?
iCarly, dude.
Oh.
She busted out her own CD this year.
I don't know, man. I don't keep up on it, man. I'm fucking. Just trying to catch up to the fucking CeeLo, man. I'm just getting into the CeeLo song.
He's
Fuck
actually,
you, man.
He's up
I know,
for
he's
record
that song,
of the year.
Yeah, for Fuck You, right?
Yeah, and Song of the Year.
That should be the song of the year.
For the song of the year, he's up against overplayed songs like The House That Built Me, Miranda Lambert, Love the Way You Lie with Eminem and Rihanna. That shit's overplayed. Lady Antebellum, Need You Now. That shit's overplayed. So, I don't know how many spins Fuck You got, though. Like, was it big in your guys' area?
The Glee version is.
I don't know what that means, but I.
They're really playing the Glee version here.
Oh, all right. I don't really listen to radio. I don't know what top 40 stations are playing, but I would believe that anything that's in your area, that's whatever it's playing, it's probably playing the same thing here. I wouldn't be surprised because they're all like sister stations. All these Kiss 97s and what's another Kiss 90 something and what's another one?
Wild 94.9.
Wild, yeah, Kiss and Wild. Anything there's like a bazillion Kiss and Wild FM stations out there that all play the same goddamn bullshit.
The same
dude.
Minors and the same, like, because I listen to Bigger City Market just to see what they're doing and maybe I could, you know, learn from them. And they're playing the same shit. And which was really, like, what's really irritating, I don't know if you guys, we say don't you listen to the radio, but there was the top 40 station here was playing a liner. This is Friends with Benefits. Remember, well, I would always say on my blog talk radio, I'm like, this has been a Friends with Benefit Entertainment, blah, blah, blah. Now they're using it. Those, like, I have DJs and stuff like that work for Citadel on my Facebook. And now I was listening to, I don't know if it was Citadel, I think it was. I was listening to, like, something back in the Midwest. And they said Friends with Benefits. I was like, what the hell? They all jack that from me. When my friends would hear it, they're like, did you steal that from them? I'm like, the hell no, they stole that shit from me. And they didn't even hire me.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I didn't coin the term. It's been around for ages, but I just think it's kind of fishy when I start using it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Do you think Drake or Justin Bieber will get Best New Artist?
Oh, God. They're new? Those two guys have been around forever.
Yeah. Best New Artist, Drake, Justin Bieber, Florence and the Machine, Mumford and Sons, and I don't know how to say this, weird-ass name.
You know what? I think Bieber is going to take it.
I do agree.
I think Bieber Fever is going to take over and sweep as much as he can. I think my gut feeling, I don't know how these awards play out. I know that there's so many categories that sometimes they'll work it out where, like, you know, Gaga or one person will get Record of the Year, and the other person will get Song of the Year, and the other person will get Album of the Year, and the other person will get Download of the Year, and it's just, you know, you got to kind of, like, factor that into play, too, because that's how the Oscars work, too, is they figure that so-and-so wins Best Picture, so so-and-so should win Best Screenplay, so so-and-so should win, you know, it's just all political, you know, divvying out, but I would say my gut feeling is saying Gaga and Bieber are going to be tops.
Lay Antebellum too for country, and of course Taylor Swift.
Oh God.
I mean, people, until these people go away, you know, they're going to be winning.
Well, it doesn't matter, because if they go away, they'll find some other bullshit to replace them, so they might as well just stay there.
Right. Justin Bieber's not that bad. Like, I'm not, like, an uber fan. I'm like, oh, my God.
You know
but,
what?
Like,
I saw a video with him. Like, it wasn't a music video. It was just, like, I don't know if it was a commercial or an EPK or what, but they had shot, like, footage of him playing drums and all kinds of shit. And I was like, damn, this dude's, like, fucking shredding on the drum kit right there. Seems like, you know, just the little clips that they were showing, he seemed pretty talented. for a young guy.
Yeah, he has a movie. Yeah, I guess it's going to show all those clips where he's playing, like, the drums and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Never
yeah.
say never.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to say hello to Larry.
Hello.
And also to one of the songs that's up for Grammy this weekend. We'll have a Grammy wrap-up party here, I'm sure, Sunday or Monday or whenever it feels appropriate. So that'll be something to look out for. But in the meantime, let's take a break here and pause for some music that will probably win an award, I think, this weekend. And, yeah, I'm Vincent the Bay. Feel free to give me a call, 374-826-7667. And use your telephone, please, or Skype, I guess.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have done no service in the club, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Going straight to the phones, and we're going to go to My Thrill Weaver. All right, what's up, My Thrill Weaver?
No, not willing it, weaving any thrills for you. It's Mithril Weaver.
Oh, Mithril Weaver. Yeah. What's going on?
Like, read the Lord of the Rings, Mithril. Is, you know, anyway.
Ah,
yeah,
a reference.
I'm at work right now,
totally,
so this is my
totally
stack
over
account,
my head.
So.
Right on, dude. Mm. Totally. That reference totally eluded me.
Yeah, well, so what's up, Vince?
What's going on? Nothing, dude. What's up with you? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I was sitting there watching the Super Bowl last night. Of course, obviously, I'm sure you probably guys probably been talking about all that.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on the Super Bowl last night?
The game wasn't too bad. Man, I was just like, you know, the thing is, I'm not a huge Black Eyed Peas fan, but I mean, I've seen, let's just say, I think the Who did a lot better. That's just my opinion.
Hey, Randy's actually getting better in the chat room right now. I just looked down and I don't know. Randy has been getting some. I don't know. He's been taking some lessons or doing something. He's ditched the F word and he's actually used pulling other shit out of his ass. This is progress. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Randy. You're on your way to being a multi-dimensional troll here on BTR. Anywho, so yeah.
You know, I did a whole art piece on the F word.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
You know who else?
Yeah, I did a whole artistic rendition of, and I call it the one magical word, anyway.
are you up for a Grammy this year for that, by the way?
No, don't think so.
That's funny, because I have the track right here. Let's listen to it.
I'm análisis de forma de vida ha completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vince at the Bang.
Vince in the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number 1-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Here, taking your calls 347-826-7667. Ken Moore is with me. Mithril Weaver. Again, I apparently some reference to Lord of the Rings or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that movie though. By the way, I mean, I didn't read the books. I don't want to read the books. The movie was awesome, but the books would spoil the movie, I think.
Yeah, the little the suit of armor that the Frodo was wearing is made out of mithril.
Mithril weaver. So you weave mithril. That's your
back in the day. I used to make chainmail armor. Yeah, in the Texas Renaissance Festival.
You're like
so
a mason.
That's how I got the nickname.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Didn't make a lot of money, but it was fun.
That's cool, man. Do you have any of that stuff lying around still?
Yeah, I've still got some bikini tops that I made. I wear a biker vest that I made out of it, you know, and I put like a leather back sport patch in it. Other than that, I pretty much sold it off.
Oh my God, Space Poet! Space Poet just PM'd me. I don't care. I'm just going to share it anyways. Yeah, he's talking about Harris. I guess he heard the show last night. I was talking about Harris Faulkner. And I'm in love with her. I'm in love with a lot of people on Fox News Channel. But Harris Faulkner.
Van Susteren?
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. That goes without saying, obviously. Oh, my God. Have you heard that woman say the word President Obama? Just next time
that's the first time I saw her, though. I thought she had, like, too much Botox or something because she doesn't use one side of her mouth, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally. She had – well, do you remember on CNN? When she moved from CNN to, I think, Fox News, that's when she got her facelift. and she can't say President Obama because her
did somebody drop it, or I mean, what happened?
No, she says President Obama. President Obama. Yeah. President Obama. Like, next time
sometimes
you
gotta watch
show,
out. They have that facelift, and then they drop it, you know, so.
Yeah, it's disgusting, dude. No, Harris Faulkner, dude. This chick, black chick, she's on Red Eye a lot, but she's, even when she's not on Red Eye, she's always got low-cut tops, and she's got a nice rack, and she's just, like, all perky, and, oh, she's just amazing. Amazing. And she's a conservative, obviously. Again, she's on fucking, well, who knows? A lot of people are on Fox News. But then I was watching some other thing. Maybe it was Greta. Actually, it was Greta. I was watching Greta earlier, and she had these two reporters on that got jumped in the riots in Cairo, and these guys got fucked up pretty hard. She wasn't interviewing him, though. The guy that was interviewing him was this guy that I've seen on CNN a million times. Now, maybe I'm just can't keep up with these guys, but I don't know. This guy from CNN, I want to say his name. It's not John King, but it's one of those guys, one of those random white guys, interchangeable white vanilla announcers they have over there at
CNN.
Well,
it's not John King, man.
One of those guys, like, jumped ship recently, I guess, because all of a sudden he's on Fox News. He was on Greta's show today interviewing these two reporters. And these guys got fucked up pretty hard. Like, it was kind of disturbing to hear their story, too. But I don't know, man. Like, I think you're asking for it in some ways. Like, you have to know when you're going into a riot situation with thousands and thousands of angry mobs, people that you know, anybody who's been a reporter who's done that beat knows what they're up against. They know who these guys are, these thugs that get hired to go out, and they had them go out and bully people for the elections too. And the reporters have reported that they've seen this the same people. And so, unless these are just really naive journalists that hit the ground running and didn't know what the hell they were getting themselves in for, you know, I don't know.
Well, they are an American journalist in Egypt, you know, Vince. I mean, it kind of goes without saying.
That's what I think, too. I mean, you would think common sense says, hello, like, you don't, I think that what this is going to do, honestly, I mean, technology is already there. You're gonna see this revolutionize the way. I mean, the way that news is gathered on the ground. You can't send out a camera crew anymore with big, bulky HD, you know, over the shoulder, broadcast cameras, because these mobs look at them like big target. It's like you have a big target on your face now. So they got. I mean, the technology is already there. They already have still cameras that shoot video, great quality video. Like, you got, like, you know, $2,000 Canon, like a Canon 7D or something. You can take great photos, create great video, but people just think you're like a photojournalist over there, and they don't even blink an eye. But if you're there with, like, Anderson Cooper with your fucking flak jacket on, and you got your producer and your camera guy and your sound guy and your PAs and all your runners and stuff, it's like a fucking little entourage that these people take around with them, and they go into these fucking war zones and shit, and it's just like, dude, you people are fucking retarded. You're just a walking target. Like, it's war, it's battle, it's chaos, it's anarchy, it's pandemonium. Like, there are no rules. Like, they're lucky they're fucking alive. I think we just take what we got here for granted. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just get yourself a bloggy. It's a lot easier that way. Just take it, you know.
A bloggy?
Like,
well, I got myself a Bloggy Taco Radio, and I think I just did it right there. You just heard my blog.
Uh-huh. There you are.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there you are.
Right.
Very good.
Very well then. Okay, so be it.
Bravo. Very
Hey, Ken, are you still awake, dude? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just sitting back.
What's going on, dude? You just enjoying the ride?
Just enjoying the ride, thinking about licking the juice paint and letting you in my asshole. That's what I've been told in private.
They're all idiots.
Yeah, all right. So, hey, at least it's just in the chat room now. They've sort of...
it's in private now. It's in private messages now.
It's all in private now. That's fine. See, now that's more respectable.
I can't give it to Desert Rose, though. She was handling her own. Love you, girl.
Desert Rose, did you get Desert Rose mad? That's not cool.
No, I didn't get Desert Rose mad.
Oh, who got Desert Rose mad?
It wasn't me.
I'll give you a hint. Must have been glue. Am I going to have to give out a yellow card?
Yeah, I think you are.
That was going to have to come down to.
I'll give you one guess.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, it was Ryan Seacrest. And Metal Talk Radio just whispered in my ear that he wants to be inside me Holmes.
Inside you Holmes. All right, is that Spanish or something?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
We got 10 minutes to go here. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm taking calls for 10 more minutes here. If you have anything you want to contribute to the Disorderly Conduct program, now's your time to do it, because I'm going to wrap this little shindig up here in a second. Man, being so immense, I have to have my little Oompa Loompas here in the studio. I have one of them that just stands and just holds the computer that I use on his head. And then I have another Oompa Loompa. Since I'm so humongous, I mean, I weigh I haven't weighed myself in 2 years, but I got it would be like at least 500 pounds. And so I have another one that props up my right arm and gets it so it just lands right on top of the keypad. And then I have another Oompa Loompa on the other arm that props up the other one the same way. And that's how I'm able to operate my computer here. While that's going on, I have another Oompa Loompa that has a sponge, and he's just sponging off all the sweat that accumulates on my chestal region and my back. And there's so many rolls of flab on me, I have another Oompa Loompa who's got a little toothbrush, and he just brushes the area. And underneath the folds to make sure that's clean. It's great. So I'm kind of I like to think of myself as Willy Wonka meets Jabba the Hutt.
Back to you, Vince.
Oh yeah, I'm gay too.
Okay.
And with that said, we take your calls. This is it, Randy. If you want to call in and have some phone sex with me on air, this is your last opportunity to do so until we call it quits here. So if you want to call in, the number is 347-826-7667. Our good troll friend, if you have... any audio that you want to share with us before we sign off here, this is your last chance to do it. So cue up that obscure foreign film sex scene that you quoted from earlier, and you know, go ahead and cue that up and dial in and share that with us before we get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Wow, man. I like that clip.
Yeah. Do you know what it says?
I caught some of it, but I wasn't paying really close attention. I was just kind of laughing more than... I couldn't understand
Spanish.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I try to amuse myself here with my little sound effects because, you know, I get these people that call in and they share their little sound effects with me, and I'm always disappointed with what they have. So I decided I'm just going to load up my own little sound effects, and when they call in and play theirs, I'll just be like, all right, that was something, and then I'll play something I want to hear.
All right.
And sometimes what I just want to hear is something like this.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Okay. So basically what you're trying to say, if I come up with something like, or like maybe, that just doesn't work for you?
It's not. I didn't hear that. Did you play something? Try it again. I didn't hear anything.
I can't seem to get it to work for some reason. I have this little thing that makes noises, but it's hold on a second.
Dude, are you kidding me? You have a thing. You have like a bazillion things, dude. You're always like changing your warping your voice and doing all kinds of shit, man.
Well, some of it's natural. Some of it is like this little tool thing I've got here, but. I can't actually change my voice in different ways. Here we go. Let's see here. Do I have anything interesting? Well, let's see. How about this one?
Go away, Andy.
No, you can't hear it. Okay. Here we go.
Go away, Andy.
That's not bad.
A little bit better. A little bit louder, but that's, yeah, I heard that.
Uh-huh. How about this one? Take me to your needle. No.
That's pretty cool, man. I like that one.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I was thinking, you know, maybe you could use a new intro to your show. How about this one? I don't know. Something like that. What do you think? No?
You know what? I had one just like that I used a lot, and I'm kind of tired of it. I'm going in a new direction. I'm going for, actually, here's my new intro. I got my new intro right here. Let me grab it for you. Yeah, here's my new intro right here.
Barrel roll.
Anyway. And then when I sign off the air, this is what I play. This is what I play when I sign off.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Really? How'd you get Patriot Greg to say that? Never mind. Just kidding.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah. Well. Anyway. Yeah, you just gotta keep your audience amused, huh?
Yeah. You know what? You gotta vamp and fill the time with something, or other. I'm Vincent of the Bay. Thank you everybody for tuning in and joining me tonight. It was a pleasure and an honor as always. I laughed. I cried. I don't know why I laughed. That's why I cried. Big ups to all the chit chatters. 1MC, Blue Goose, Desert Rose, Ken Moore, Metal Talk Radio, Pegasus, Perry Steele, Space Poet, and your girl Callie. So that's about it, kids. I appreciate all the support and everybody calling in. It was a hoot. I will do it again tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will be Tuesday night for me. It'll be 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio, unless it's at 10:30, which is what it was today, because I don't know. I might have another long-ass fucking day ahead of me tomorrow, so I might get a late start again tomorrow, too. So, because I'm like Randy Sexer, you know, I have a real job I have to wake up for and do all day. You know, I'm not like all you pussies out here who troll around Blog Talk Radio for 15 hours a day. Yeah, I only do it for 12, all right? The other five, I'm working. Yeah. So that's it. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to skedaddle and talk to y'all later. Peace out.
I ride through the city. you very